Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining us. I want to talk today about getting out ahead of problems, getting the victory, and getting in front of things. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the Bible says actually before that, it says, this is John 8, 31 and 32, it says, and you shall know the truth. If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When the Lord purchased our victory at Calvary, it gave us freedom from everything. Freedom from depression, freedom from sin, freedom from bondage, freedom from addiction, freedom from anything. For anything that the devil could have offered, the blood of Jesus purchased our possession, purchased us back from that, made us his possession, purchased our deliverance from that thing. What happens is because of ignorance, the Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge, because people see life really through the lens of just a normal life, and they compare themselves amongst themselves, and people expect that it's normal. You know, when my wife when we were expecting our first child and we went into the birth center, they wanted to sit us down and talk about postpartum depression. Depression's depression, you know. I understand there's a flood of, you know, when someone gives birth, there's a flood of positive endorphins that come and chemicals that are released for the woman when she when the baby comes out that comes. But then on the other side, the enemy will try to use that time as a time to mess with people's emotions. But depression's depression. So it isn't just oh, this is a time where it's kind of normal. It may be normal for someone, but I'm a child of God. I'm above those things. I know I'm speaking to me. I wouldn't obviously be the one. But this is my wife's mentality. So when someone went to talk to her about postpartum depression, she shut them down. Not me, not happening, not a concern. And so you can, and of course it wasn't in either child, because you are a spirit that has control over your body, has control over your emotions. So the enemy attacking, it doesn't matter what it comes for. Oh, we had a loved one die. Well, that spirit of grief is going to try to come. Well, it's normal to experience grief, and some people grieve for longer than others, and some people even grieve for the rest of their lives. Well, if you believe that, then you're going to, and then that spirit of heaviness tries to come on you, and then you say, well, it's normal, and then you don't resist it, then you'll experience it. And that's where people come to healing school, and they look like, and then their husband passed away. How long ago did he die? Looks like they just left for the funeral. Well, he died 12 years ago. They're still wearing all black, still crying like it's the day after it happened. That's a demon spirit. And so the attack will come, but you can learn. You first of all see that the blood of Jesus set us free, and that's the first thing you have to know. You have to know what Jesus did for you. You have to know that he's delivered you. Colossians 1:13 says, God who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his Son. So when you can identify depression is a power of darkness, the poverty is a power of darkness, emotions just going all over the place, that's a power of the enemy. That's not God's plan for my life. He said that he would restore my soul, which is my mind, my will, my emotions. He said he would keep me at continual peace, whose mind is stayed on me. God has a plan, and so I have to first identify what is the devil trying to do and what is God trying to do, and then I have to stand up for what God's doing in my life. But I want to take this time on this podcast and talk about getting out ahead of the attack of the enemy, because many believers have learned to get victory, and so what will happen is an attack will come in an area. Let's just use depression, because that's an area where I used to struggle. An attack will come, and people will have an attack, and then they'll struggle, and they'll have, you know, the spirit of heaviness came, and then they'll go and they'll get prayer, and then they get a little bit of freedom, and then they get prayer and they get freedom, and then they have like a time of freedom, right? No, I got the victory and I've got freedom. And then 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by, a month goes by, and the enemy tries to come back. But you know, you can actually get out ahead of the enemy in areas that he doesn't come back, where it's not just that you're going from victory over depression to back in depression. Oh, I go through seasons of depression and I'm free for a while, and this has always just been my cycle. Well, if you're going to claim that cycle, you'll have that cycle. But you can get out ahead out of any attack and make it that you're no longer a target for the enemy. There are certain keys that God's made available for us, and keys that'll give you the victory. So let's talk about depression first. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. And verse 3, and the Bible says, let me find it here. It says, verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn, in Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. You know, you can get prayed for in the spirit of depression and be broken. We've seen that countless times in healing school. People come with clinical depression, people come with depression, and then you lay hands on them, you cast that demon spirit of that spirit of heaviness out, and it goes, and you see the change. But there's always an instruction that I give to people once they've been set free, is that now the instruction for you is that for the next 30 days minimum, you every day put on the garment of praise. The Bible says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It's the He gives us the garment of praise to deal with the spirit of heaviness. That, you know, that's the biblical prescription to deal with depression. It isn't a pill. It isn't go to your pharmacist, go to your psychologist. It's put on the garment of praise because you're dealing with a demon spirit, and you can't convince them to go away. You can't talk them out. You can't be a psychologist. You can't psychology a demon away. It's a demon spirit of heaviness. And the way you know that is because it comes, like it goes from 0 to 60 in just an instant, where people will be feeling fine and then this heaviness will come. And if you don't know how to respond and how to deal with that, then you'll just succumb. If it's normal, this has been my pattern. If that's what you're acknowledging, then that's what you're going to have. But I want to see people come into victory. So the way you do this, you know, even now, the thing with depression is it's like there's only negative thoughts. So even now hearing this, people who have dealt with depression, the thought process from that little demon that's whispering in your ear, he's saying, well, that won't work for you. You've tried that before and it didn't work. I want to tell you, the word can't be wrong. And if you'll hang on to the word will work for you. So what is the prescription for depression? The Bible says, gives you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, for me, I grew up and I definitely dealt with that. I opened the door through sin, and I've told the story before, but depression came in, thoughts of suicide. And praise the Lord, being in a church where there was an anointing, and you know, you could see, you could get the breakthrough and have the Lord work on your behalf. But it was when I started studying on praise that I would say I went from being a glasses half empty person to a glasses half full person. And I started taking time every day to dance. And the Lord put it on my heart. And I'm not telling you to do this. I'm not telling you not to do it. But the Lord spoke to me and put it on my heart to take time every day and vow to him that for the rest of my life, I would dance and praise before him every day. And I started doing that, and you know what changed? I went from a glasses half empty person to where I didn't even know how to have a bad day. And this isn't to say, oh, look at me, but God set me free from that depression and made it not just that I was okay now. Okay, I'm okay now. It's that I went in the total opposite direction. And you know, the final stand was, there was one day, this was before the praise, but there was, or maybe it was during the praise. There was one day I woke up during the time that I'd committed to praise. I woke up and this spirit of heaviness had come back, and I didn't have any reason why. I didn't open any door, but that thing tried to come back, and I woke up feeling heavy, feeling down. I had no reasons in the natural why, and I just felt down, and I came downstairs into my office where I'm recording this podcast from, and I got ready to lay down on the floor and cry, and I went to turn on worship music, like some of the, I went to turn on some worship music and just cry, and that's what I felt like doing. And as I went to turn on worship music, I felt the Lord say, praise. And instead, I searched for Ron Canole, and I found Ron Canole, Can't Stop Praising. And I made myself stand up and dance. And I danced hard. I danced with all my might. And I made myself lift my voice in praise. I was a single man at the time, and I just praised, and I shouted, and I rejoiced. Can't stop praising his name. And I really gave it everything. I went for it. And you know, it was just a few minutes of doing that, and that thing broke, that heaviness lifted, and it's never tried to come back since. Why? Because I get out ahead of it. Every day I take time to praise, and I rejoice, and I'm opening my mouth and thanking God for the victory. And that demon of heaviness will never try. I'm too far gone. I'm too far in the opposite direction. One of my favorite scriptures I claim for myself is, it says this of Jesus, but it says he was anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows because he loved righteousness and hated wickedness. I'm not on the border of being depressed again. I'm anointed with the oil of gladness above anyone I know. God's placed an anointing on my spirit for joy. I don't know anyone that has more fun than me, more joy than me. And it's not a competition, but if it were, I'd be winning. There's an anointing for joy. And so if you've struggled with that, you can go from season to season and get the victory and fight for your victory, or you can get out ahead of it. It's the same with poverty. You can go from poverty to blessing, but how do you do that? Philemon 1:6 is the key. The Bible says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? That means you begin to acknowledge right now what the Word says about you. Romans chapter 12, this is a verse, this is a chapter that that many will be familiar with. And it says, Romans 12, verse 10 and 11, it says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." They overcame how? By the blood of the Lamb. That's knowing that you've been set free. It's the knowledge of it's the knowledge that you know what Jesus did for you. You know, until you know what he did for you, you can't stand your ground. Until you know what's been purchased for you, you can't stand your ground. If you get a cruise line ticket and you go on the cruise and you don't know that the food's included, if you walk in there and you're like, and then someone comes up and says, do you have your eating pass? And you say, no, and then they're going to ask you to leave. And then if you don't know that it's tied into your wristband already, you won't stand up for what belongs to you. My people perish for lack of knowledge. So it's the blood of the Lamb to know Jesus set me free from everything the devil has tried to do. And then it says the word that they testify to, which I don't believe that's just talking about, hey, give your testimony of how you got saved. You know, I was 14 and I was kind of going astray. And then, you know, I got in a good youth group and, you know, I got saved. I don't think that's the overcoming part. The Bible says the word, another version said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word that we testify to. What are you testifying to in the word? What are you acknowledging? Like Philemon says, your faith becomes effective as you acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. When you open your mouth and you just say, thank you, Lord, I'm strong in faith and my faith is working. I thank you, Lord, I'm the head and not the tail. I thank you, I'm rich, I'm blessed coming in, I'm blessed going out. You bless me in the land that you give me. You can get out ahead of the attacks that you face. So what is the area where the attack has come? It could be sin in seasons or cycles of sin. Well, you know, you can get out ahead of that. How do you do that? You go hard in the other direction. The Bible says, your word have I hidden in my heart. So when you pray, you take time every day. Thank you, Lord, I live a pure life. I got a pure mind, pure heart. I thank you, Lord, I live a sin-free life. I'm perfect as you're perfect. I thank you, Lord, I'm on fire for you. I don't go back into sin. I thank you, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I go from glory to glory and strength to strength. You build up a resistance and you build the word in your spirit where you don't go back to the dregs of sin again. You get out ahead of the problem that's trying to come after you. You don't have to go from struggle to struggle, from problem to problem. You can go from victory to victory and glory to glory. You don't have to stay in a place of low faith. You can get out ahead of it by speaking the word. Thank you, I'm full of faith. I thank you, I'm full of the power of the Holy Ghost. My faith is working. The word's working in me. I thank you, I'm full of power. I'm full of grace. I'm full of the anointing. Hallelujah. Rasha bare sebele baraga bareba. You stir your spirit man up. You get out ahead of the problem. God didn't call you to go through cycles of loss and defeat, cycles of distraction, cycles of discouragement, cycles of sin. God didn't call you for that. God called you to rise above it, to ride on the high places of the earth. Until you see by the blood what's been paid for you, and then until you acknowledge it with your mouth is how you set the course for your life. You know what? I heard Bishop David Oyedepo say, if you can't say it out of your mouth, you won't hold it in your hand. So where are you looking to go in your ministry, in your walk with the Lord, in your finances, in your thought life? Where are you looking to go? You get out ahead of it. You go to the promised land by what you say out of your mouth, by what you say, what you acknowledge in the word. Lord, I'm here to acknowledge today that I'm full of dead-raising power. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ is in me. I thank you. I'm full of the very life of God. Thank you. I'm strong and I'm getting stronger. And you acknowledge what God has done for you and you'll see the victory. I'm telling you, there's people here that you've struggled in these areas. And if you'll take this one thing, you've been listening to this podcast, if you'll take this one thing and you'll do it and you'll do it with everything you've got and you'll say, I'm going to give it 30 days. And I'm going to watch, you know, don't even just give it 30 days. I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. This isn't something that you give 30 days to. No, devil, I'm going to wear you out. I'm committed to the word. I'm walking in victory. I'm not staying in sin. I'm not staying in unbelief. I'm not staying in discouragement. I'm not staying in emotional distress. I'm getting controlled by the word of God, and I'm getting out ahead of this. And you know, that's when you'll get into 2 Corinthians 1, and it says that he comforts you with comfort so that you can comfort others with the comfort you've been comforted with. I know that's a lot of comfort. But that's what it says, that the trouble you go through, he does a work in you so that you can turn around and help other people. There's people that are listening and you've been struggling in an area, but God's going to bring you into a place of victory that you're able to help other people, not because you're going through it with them, but because you came through it and you got the victory. My testimony is not that I'm depressed, hey, let's hug and go through this together. My testimony is that the power of the blood of Jesus set me free, and the same power will set you free. That demon of depression and suicide leaves your house today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Man, you can get me all fired up here on this podcast. Well, I love you. God bless you. Remember to share the podcast, share it on your Instagram. And we love you. God bless you.